This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Why? I'm mad at you. Why did you force me to watch that Sin City trailer?
Well, because I think you really enjoyed it, and clearly you did, but in for a different reason.
So Tug shows me. Hi, welcome to American Copywriter. This is John.
I'm Tug.
We're happy that you're joining us, and Jerome's here too. We're having beers on Good Friday, which I think is really only apropos.
I did have a fish sandwich for lunch also.
Well, good for you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm very proud.
Did you hear this morning on the radio there was a
thank you, Jerome.
There was some guy blocking 71 Highway. He was carrying a cross. No, I'm not making it up.
He was carrying
some
a cross?
Some guy was carrying a cross.
What time?
Rush hour.
That's not good.
I guess they shepherded him off. Ha! That was really no pun intended, actually. Anyhow.
Yikes.
So I showed John Sin City,
I'm mad at you. I'm so mad at you because it's all I can think about. First of all, it's so freaking cool. I can't believe it. I'm thrilled to go see this movie. I definitely want to go see it.
Yeah.
But beyond that, the reason I'm mad though is because I did not need to see Jessica Alba.
I know.
I didn't.
And I know why too. Tell the people why you didn't need to see that.
Because I don't like to get worked up. I don't. It's the same reason I don't read Maxim.
John has a long-standing rule of he doesn't look at Maxim, he doesn't look at FHM, he doesn't look at stuff. We're in the airport. We're coming back from a shoot or something. I'm like, hey, I'm picking up a Maxim. He's like, I don't.
Don't
need to
show
get
it to me. What am, I don't
just
need
get
to get
worked up.
Because what am I going to do with it?
No, not a thing. Well, I know what you're going to do, but let's not talk about it.
That's just what I'm saying. It's like, the same reason why...
Thank you, Jerome. Jerome is doing the thing with his face.
Wow. Wow, Jerome. Okay, that's plenty. That's plenty of that. Okay. No, it's the same reason why, on occasion, there have been occasions, the clients will remain nameless, okay? But there have been occasions... on specific shoots, say in L.A. or Atlanta or Miami or wherever, that the client will want to say, let's go to a club.
Right,
a gentleman's club,
right.
If you'd like. And I always opt out every time because I don't want to get worked out. Because what am I going to do?
Nothing.
I guess I can go home and call the wife. Why are you snorting that way?
I know, because, I'm sorry. John and I both have just awful head colds this week.
Yeah.
And you may be able to tell because it may make his voice sound more like mine always sounds.
Right.
And you guys, honest to God, I didn't really know that I sounded like I talk with my head in a bucket.
Yes, but you do.
All the time.
Yes, but you do.
Without fail, all the time.
So you're going to be snorting this whole time.
I'm going to try not to.
And all right. So.
And the thing about John, again, as he says, he doesn't want to get worked up. And the reason I don't like to go to strip clubs is because I just want to get him down off the stage and talk him into enrolling in college.
Right, right.
That's my problem with... I'm
that's
like,
a whole story.
Let's get you down.
Yeah, right.
Let's get you into school. Let's get you into some pants.
You immediately want to start saying it.
I do. Because you're like two steps away from porn.
Right, right.
You're just two steps away.
Well, and it's because you respect women and you do, and
that
you
is
don't.
A fact.
You're not
that
exactly comfortable with objective.
No, I'm not exactly comfortable.
And I'm saying all of this because my wife listens to the show.
And Sarah does too as well, so I love you,
so
honey.
There you go. Back to Sin City.
I showed you Sin City because I am a large Sin City fan
from the graphic novels. Not
right.
Comic books, sorry.
Right.
Graphic novel.
If you guys go to my blog, tugonthis.blogspot.com, I wrote a big thing about Sin City, and in the middle of it is a sidebar of the marketing guys at DC/Marvel when they're like, damn it, we're only selling comic books to 10-year-old kids.
Right, right.
What can we do? And then the little lackey goes, I don't know, GB, can we come up with adult-themed stories and give them great art? Hell no, that'll never work. And he goes, I guess we could just repackage what we do now and call them graphic novels. And he goes, son, that's crazy enough to work.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's, they're comic books.
Exactly what it is.
There's no shame in liking comic books.
Right.
But
well, there's some shame.
The little shame.
Little
shame.
Tiny bit of
little
shame.
Shame.
But the graphic novels make you look... intelligent and into art.
That is a fact. And there's no better graphic novel drawer or writer than Frank Miller.
Yes. Oh,
and he
very good.
He
very good.
He wrote and created Sin City back, mm-hmm. I believe, in 92 or 93. This was after his gargantuan fame coming out of the reimagining of Batman, The Dark Knight Returns,
right.
Who breathed new life into
awesome.
Batman.
And just actually, awesome.
is credited pretty much for getting birth.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.